Blog Talk Radio.
You're all very shy, Daniel.
Engato! In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands.
The world is a very scary place. The ones who are meant to protect you are the ones that you should fear most. Oh. I used to be afraid. But she came to me. And she whispered in my ear. And she told me that I'm special. That I would never truly be alone. She said, you'll have the spirit by your side, boy. That will guide you on this journey.
Spirit that represents who you truly are.
As you walk alone on this journey, boy, all that you shall leave behind is smoke, desolation, damnation.
You're all going to die down here.
Sisters, all in the name of cause. People are sheep. You understand me? They can't lead themselves. They need to be led. People buy and sell fear. They worship war. They crave war. I'm not afraid of their wars. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up. Wake up!
Wake up! Wake up and look at this line they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between themselves, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts, and above everything else, I understand.
I could be just like you. I could sign autographs, kiss babies, and make sure that everyone buys all my merchandise. I could go home to my plastic girlfriend in my castle. I could take everything I fear and hide behind laughter. Tell jokes, make sure I feel better about myself. Yeah, John, that's you, man.
We're here.
Wicked motherfucker.
Yeah.
whoop whoop to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach. Bringing doggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just like an air wash for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's a teenage girl, that's all I'm pissed. Cause horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad to lose rain, storm, plastic up, and drop it long term. I promise we're doing nothing, watch the fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked, wishing on the witches. How the fuck we be living, yeah, that's how some deep man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jaws alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chang Sung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing on men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now it's finished shit. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now it's finished shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio, where even though we can keep it fresh, I am your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, he'll be joining us when he gets here. Just so y'all know, tonight we're only doing an hour and a half show. I got work in the morning, just cut off a shift not too long ago tonight. So, tonight's only been an hour and a half, but tomorrow night will be full 2 hours. Thursday will be 2 hours, and by the way, Thursday we have the interview with Dark Preacher. It's going to be fucking dope as all fuck. Make sure you show up for that one. Now, let's see here. What should I give you, motherfuckers? How about P? Action my boys. DGAF. Take over.
This is a takeover. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. We don't give a fuck about haters like you. I've seen it all my life and I cannot stand up. Won't give up the fight. A takeover. So get your hands up. Motherfuckers, it's time to drop chalk clock these motherfuckers.
gonna stop. A and B, we got it unlocked. Your head open. And if you got BPE in the street, and I'ma go ahead and make your face fold in. I'm hoping that I won't get caught up in your drama. Keeping it calm with marijuana, smoking with your fucking mama. But I wanna kinda keep it on the low, because I'm old and legal to smoke in Colorado. But yo, go ahead and slow your roll. Living it up, this is my life, that's just the way it goes. You know I kill a motherfucker if that's what it takes to keep my weed and my family safe. Know what I'm saying? I am the locked up killer, wicked sick, phone stuff, sex dealer, always rep the hatchet all day.
Love,
love, love, that's how we do it. New world punk rock and murder music, killing it. Head PEB on the tape of a trip. Oldest and Bonesy in the getaway whip. I let my axe pop off like a clip. Cause I don't give a fuck about.
I'm coming to wreck the stereotypical view of what I'm about. I'm coming inside and out, several different hotties now. Some will probably doubt, my phone will not be loud. I'm cold as ice tea as I calculate my body count. What? It's a takeover, I cold crush ya. Secret society killer coming to skull fuck ya. Evil eye on me watching, will never stop nothing. I'm in my grow room medicating and crop cutting. Had to stop something, how about a hater head? Murder for sleeping on me, and then I'll wake the dead.
With my style, I'm underground, wicked wild, wild.
With the West Side 303 monster, suicide bomber, breathing fire on ya, ready to explode, blood all over everything. Act murder boys, motherfucker, and I'll never change. Garcia gang, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, that's hit P.E.D. Gap and the Axe Murder Boys. Now what, motherfucker?
Motherfucker, pussy.
That joint was a bomb. That was like some garage funk because it was.
And we're back. What's going on, ghetto?
Obviously, a steel cage match.
Nah, that was my last night. I'm catching up on what I missed with Super SmackDown.
You miss a damn thing.
Yeah, man, so you see, even they're starting to promote for switching to Thursdays.
I still have no idea why they're doing it.
I don't know.
They're gonna take away from NXT and Superstars, so that's on them.
Yeah, really.
Like, who's gonna watch those two shows over SmackDown? Whenever you can go back and watch those two shows anytime.
Yeah, true. Or what they can maybe do is like
them switching to that day is just retarded. I don't agree with that.
I don't either. Or what they can do is maybe switch NXT to fucking Fridays and Superstars to fucking, I don't know, Wednesdays.
They should switch those two to Friday and put that on Thursday, but they're probably not going to do that.
And this is WWE. They don't do shit. That's, you know, they, you know, like, to them, it wouldn't make any sense. You know, they want SmackDown to be more dominant, even though.
That's not going to work. Put it on Thursday.
Hell no.
Apparently, it's going to get more viewers and make it better. Yeah, I highly doubt it.
Yeah, right? See? Damn, man.
I barely watch it now.
Yeah, man, I found a good bundle up on fucking Amazon for fucking PS4.
Oh, yeah, and what bundle was that?
console, comes with the camera, and you get two free games for all for $400.
Oh, yeah, well, I saw a better deal for $400. You get the PS4, 500 gigs, and two games.
Yeah.
Which are Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Last of Us.
Yeah, and you still get the camera for free. Well, on GameStop anyways.
Nobody even uses a fucking camera on there. Or
exactly. That's my point right there.
I got a camera from a PS3. I don't fucking use it.
I used to have a fucking one for a PS3. Oh, never mind. I don't think I had one for PS3, period. I had that fucking headset, and I never used it.
Well, the camera came with the bundle that I got with my PS3. So, that was just there.
But more likely, I probably end up fucking selling fucking PS, fucking Grand Theft Auto, get something better.
Wow, you would trade in a brand new game that pretty much just came out on the PS4.
Well, yeah, but I'll trade in Grand Theft Auto and get fucking Red Sun.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, no, it's a second son, my bad.
You never get that title right, ever.
Hell nah, bud.
Just say Infamous.
Yeah, there we go, Infamous.
Since we can't get the, second part to that name.
Man, well, I think what's even funny is the fact that I'm seeing it for new fucking, like, $474 or, even $349, but then you see, look at it, used on fucking Amazon,
$520. Well, that's just like GameStop, man. They like to do that, too.
Yeah, but still, I mean, come on, man, fucking, why are you gonna, why are you gonna sell it used? For more.
Say good night. How rude are you?
Night.
Anyway, what?
I'm just saying, man, like, why the fuck would you want to, like, why would you sell it for more used? It makes no sense. Yeah, cause I saw that same deal on fucking GameStop myself, but then, I went to go check it out, and it wasn't available.
I wonder if that Escape Dead Island game is any good.
I don't know.
Because I didn't realize it was for the PS3, but apparently it is.
Well, I guess we'd have to find out.
Because it just came out last month.
Yeah, true.
And I didn't know that Far Cry 4 was for the PS3, too.
I didn't know that either.
I just thought that was for the PS4 coming out. But apparently it's for PS3. And that game actually looks pretty decent. I never played the other three, but that one looks like it would be fun. Another first-person shooter game.
Yeah, it could be. What is this? Designer PS4 vinyl skin USA bomber pinup model decal.
What?
Apparently you get somebody selling the fucking decals for PS4 on Amazon.
Speaking of shit like that, so apparently people that ordered The Darkness from Twisted, they apparently get a sticker with their orders, and they got their stickers now, and I guess they have to wait for the CD in January.
The fuck is the point of that?
I'm really not quite sure how that works, but they received a sticker with their purchase, but clearly they didn't get the CD because it's not out yet.
The fuck is Twisted Bacon?
I sure hope they don't, you know, double charge people on, like, you know, shipping and shit just to send out a sticker.
Yeah, really.
But if you pre-order it on iTunes, you get a track for free immediately as soon as you download it.
That works out. I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck they send out the sticker first.
Because I was like, did you get the CD too? They're like, no.
The fuck?
So apparently they just sent out the fucking sticker. Man, I mean, it's a sweet-ass sticker, but really?
Yeah.
You couldn't just wait? You couldn't wait till the fucking CD this shit bought?
Apparently not. But I said we go with some Ibby K and Big Hoodoo. Well, the have-nots, whatever. They're holiday shit. I gotta take a shit anyway, so here we go.
Let the party begin, let it out from within. Put away your attitude, let me see you grin. Tonight we all gon' shine, overwhelmed with cheer. Save the drama for your mama, homie, have a beer. Me and Hoodoo's coming at you with some Saint Nick shit. Have not tying the bow around the game like a gift. Kick back, relax, chill out, and have no fear. Even though we're all a little fucking weird, we family.
Buy me a hooker.
Somebody put weed in the gingerbread man.
Damn, these girls.
poop session over.
Yes, it is. I'm just trying to figure out if the Grand Theft Auto is a download voucher, just like Last of Us, or it's going to be the actual disc.
Yeah, get out of here.
Okay, it's a disc.
Well, no shit.
Well, no, well, the only reason I was wondering is it says, like, Grand Theft Auto then says The Last of Us Remastered download voucher. So I wasn't sure if it was going to be a disc for
what the hell? Grand Theft Auto. Everything else gives you the disc.
Yeah, right? Just not with The Last of Us. It's the voucher.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
It really is. Well, there you have it. And yes, you heard my mom yelling at the cat, telling the cat to get help.
I thought she was talking to you.
No. I'm in my room with door shut.
You that broke the toilet again. Get out.
Nah, I just fixed the toilet.
See, but you broke it again.
Yeah, I broke it, then I fixed it. But, let's see. Now, let me add these, when some beats goes wrong and a few words from an OG to the,
Did you even listen to them?
I listened to the whole game when beats go wrong the first time you sent me it.
Well, no. These ones after I finally got it right. These ones are shorter. Go ahead and play that one.
I should upload them to the soundboard.
Well, you don't really need to do that. It's only like a minute something for the one and like 16 seconds for the other one.
That one's fucking awesome. Just right at the end, just shut the fuck up.
I thought it was shorter and to the point, because the other one was just really long.
Yeah, really.
I just want to thank you, man, for doing this interview with us for a second time, man, definitely, and you're always welcome back to my show anytime.
Hey, you know, I just want to say respect to you guys, respect to, you know, the whole movement over there. I always got mad respect. You know, I've been out. I recorded with Insane Clown Posse. I had Anybody Killers out on the road with me, so I know all the cats. And, you know, all it's nothing but respect on my end for everybody out there that's following us. You know, me and my wife, go to CocosWorld.com. That's Coco's website. She's on Twitter at Coco's World. And then I'm at Final Level, and then I'm on MySpace/Ice-T.
Hell yeah. Straight up, thanks for Ice-Man. We definitely really appreciate it, man. That's the shit. Thanks for showing love.
Yeah, well, you know, you good guys. That's what it is, man. You know, you give respect, you get respect. You know, Havoc always very respectful. And, you know, I made a deal. One thing about me, if I say it, I'm going to do it. So I said it, and I did.
Hey, I just want to say thank you, man.
Hell yeah.
The hell was it playing again?
Because I think I have it on I think I have it on repeat.
Oh, yeah, see? There you go.
Hell yeah.
Man, I didn't realize how short that interview was.
What, the Ice-T one?
Yeah.
I didn't even think it was that short.
It was short as fuck.
Oh, now I know.
Was it not? How long did you interview him for? Like a half an hour?
I think so, maybe like an hour or 2 hours.
And where the fuck was I at? I came in all late and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently I was in the room, though. Why? Fucking 2010 or whatever the fuck that was happening. Because the interview was going on, then it was over, and then I showed up.
Man, like, you showed up, like, I mean, like, you showed up, like, you asked me a question. then, man, that's what we should put up on there.
I don't think that was in that interview.
It was in the second one, man. Yeah, that's in the second one.
Yeah, I think that was from the first one, though, whenever he said that.
No, that's from the second one.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, man, because, you know, cause I even said, you know, thank you for doing it for a second time.
Yeah, but I mean the part that you're talking about, or that gay-ass question.
I don't know, man. I think I know it's there.
I don't know, man. I listened to pretty much all of it. Skipped through some of it, though.
Oh, that's probably why, then. You skipped through some of it.
Like, I skipped past all the Law and Order talk.
And you, man, you probably ended up skipping through the part where he said what fucking symbol you'd be.
It's really, really not that important.
Yeah, man.
For the fact I wasn't even on the phone for that.
True. I mean, I wouldn't mind trying. I wouldn't mind trying to get him for a third time up on here.
I'm sure he would do it. And he just put out that new CD.
Exactly. A new Body Count, Manslaughter, and it's still one of my fucking favorite CDs, to date right now.
Well, that's funny because when you were interviewing Dorian, then he said the last album that they put out was your favorite.
Well, the one that he put out was more of like a mixtape. The Art of War, I believe it was. Which is dope.
But I'm just saying, you said that was your favorite at the time. And now this one's the favorite.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't remember anything from the Jeffrey Nothing interview, so what do you want out of that?
I don't remember anything from it either, so don't worry about that one.
All I remember is asking him if he's ever toured with Mudvayne or some shit like it.
No, something along those lines.
But other than that, I have no idea what happened in that interview. But I'm going to go back and get the, what's his face? Lil Snow and Power Rangers thing.
Yes, do it. Let me see here. Nice. Man, I know I have all the fucking Ice-T fucking music on my computer somewhere. That's how I work. I just put fucking...
But yeah, man, another person in that interview. Deranged. I was like, damn.
God damn, that shit is a fucking shit from fucking blast in the past right there. Yeah, now she's just gone. We don't know what the fuck. We don't even know what happened to her.
Yeah, no clue. But you're like, we're gonna get this person unmuted here. Deranged. What's up? Oh, what the fuck?
All right. See.
Shit. Even DJ Sucker Free, man. Fucking. Haven't heard that dude in a while.
Hell yeah.
Although I just said his name, he might want to go back and, you know, put that on a mixtape.
Probably.
Because, you know, I'm kind of a big deal.
Bud. Yeah, probably do that sooner or later.
No, he won't do it at all because I'm not famous. So, what is the final count right now for tracks on this CD?
All together?
Yeah.
40.
Seriously, that's it? Even after all the other ones I told you to put on there?
Yes.
I thought there'd be more than that.
Well, let me see here. I think I add more Ice-T to that shit. Well, Ice-T's track to it, but...
And your best bet is if you're going to, you know, use those interlude things, put those before the person's track.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, then we'd have to use something from Jeffrey Nothing.
Yeah, Antec 9.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. That's really not going to work then. Never mind. just the people that are in the mixtape.
See? Let me see here. But Ice-T. And the fuck I'm doing my Ice-T was on my soundboard. On my computer.
What the fuck? How do you not have any Ice-T?
I think I have like a select few. Like probably because I probably didn't re-download it yet.
Way to go.
I'll have it re-downloaded soon enough. Well, there again, I mean, we go to the Disney, and we have permission to maybe use whatever we want by them. We definitely go to the newer one there, like maybe Pop Bubble featuring Jimmy Josta.
Use whatever song you want.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to go with. Pop Bubble. There we go. Now we have a nice Ice-T track up on there. Now it's up to 41 tracks.
You put Outland Camp on there, right?
Not yet. I gotta do that still.
See, that's why there's only 40 tracks, though. Because you're probably missing all the ones that I've been telling you to put on there.
We have Lil Snow. We have... Let's see here. Eyeshine.
Shit, while we're at it, why don't we throw a Deranged on there too?
I don't think I have any Deranged.
I think I got a few tracks.
Yeah, you have to send that. Then yeah, you have to send that to my send that one my way then because I don't think I have anything from her up on here anymore.
What's a song you liked by her? Did you like that? Wiggly.
Man, that was a funny ass track. We should definitely put that up on here.
I really don't remember what else she did, but I think I may have a few tracks, though. I'll take a look around.
Yeah,
not like I delete anything, you know. So.
The only thing that comes up when I type in D-Range is Dark Ranger Force.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
That's on your computer?
Some fucking...
That's on your computer?
Yes.
What the hell?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's here.
It's like that random bullshit that Mike Wood put on my damn media player whenever I first got my computer. But how funny is this, though? We were talking about the holiday tour that's coming here on the 28th.
Yep.
And then I said that he's probably to decide who goes, him or that John dude. He's like, all right, a street fight. And then I found out on SmackDown that when it comes here, they're actually going to have a street fight between Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose. I was like, what the fuck? I was just talking about this shit, and now there actually is a fucking street fight going to happen.
Yeah, they got that fucking boot camp match going out, and it's going to happen.
No. The show that's going to be here.
Oh.
And apparently, Roman Reigns is going to get a U.S. title shot.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Why?
So, I sure hope he doesn't win. I guess we root for Rusev here.
Yeah, really.
So you see that Roman Reigns comes back, and now the new and improved Fandango lost his first match.
Yeah. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
The hell, now you sound like fucking Michael Cole.
That's true, though.
Oh, and look forward to another rematch that you didn't watch last night.
Oh, great.
And then he tombstones the bunny again.
No joy.
The bunny comes out in the neck brace.
How the fuck is that going to work? Like, how the fuck does that work at all? Like, how the fuck are they going to put the damn neck brace
they on did the bunny? It, though. They did it.
I still want to know how the fuck they managed that one.
And that damn Miz and Naomi storyline is still going on.
Unfortunately. Why? We'll never know.
Although it was funny as hell. In that match they had tonight, Damian Mizdow, he was imitating Luke Harper.
Yeah, and the Miz was getting pissed off about it.
Like, wait, what? Why is he doing that?
Yeah, really.
And then even JBL was like, man, I'm so confused.
Yeah, but I saw that one. I was like, wait, why the fuck is he imitating him for? He's stuck up over the Miz.
Yeah, it's just getting a little ridiculous now.
Man, it really is. Like, the fuck you doing, Miz Dow?
And Slimer's gonna come back. Back to Raw.
Hi. No.
Yeah, they're the Grinch and Scrooge, I guess you could say.
I guess so.
They're gonna go after a Ho-Ho Hogan.
Nah, fuck. Great, now they're gonna make him do more than he needs to do.
I sure hope Hogan remembers his lines.
Man, this is Hogan. He's old. He ain't gonna remember shit.
You know why? Because Santa is a fat bitch.
Yes, we should play that. God damn it. Motherfucking thing just froze on me. There we go. We get down to ICP. Up past. There we go.
I sat around all night under the chimney. gotta stay above Big Nick. Fuck that hoe. He never rejects it. No toy medications. I love a cold sore. Eat it. Cause there ain't nothing in the cupboard. So I'll be quick, quick and brief. All I need for Christmas is my toothbrush teeth. I got my kicks out my mouth. I need a few new ones. Could you help me out? Should've known I'd get the short end of the stick. No kind of gift. I didn't get shit. Some say I was bad, but that wasn't it. It's all because that I was a fat bitch.
That's the ghetto. Those boys and girls, they don't deserve anything.
Santa Claus, where you been? I see you got cookies and milk on your chin. I guess you had time to collect your ends. You always been down for your rich friends. But Rudolph, you don't bring the sleigh my way. Nothing but coal and dirt for little Jay. I guess you couldn't fit down my chimney shaft. You need to lose some of that fat ass. All the little rich boys, they get paid. Count them toys and jackets they made. Me, I got a little half, little chunk of dog shit. I'ma kill that fat bitch.
Now we have 46 tracks on the mixtape.
Damn!
Including you and Busta B.
What song is that?
Monster.
Monster?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well.
Just put Ahead of the Game on there.
Sounds good. And I'll be... And that track will follow the Mystery Box intro.
Nice. Because I would say that would be one of our better songs.
Is that here?
Matter of fact, Busta B actually finally finished the other song that he was working on.
Uh-huh. After how long?
I don't know, at least a couple months.
God damn.
It was that song I told you about, how he was talking about how he was having sex with a tranny.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Song entitled,
oh, yeah.
A Crazy Night.
Yeah. For him, it's different because he's having sex with a fucking tranny.
Yeah, man, that was all him.
And
I'm just in the song like, yo, man, why are you telling me this?
Actually, speaking of fucking old school shit, man, fucking, I did manage to fucking dig up an old fucking track from my boy NC17. That's going to be on the mixtape. Oh, yeah, that's who I'm forgetting. That's who I'm forgetting for this mixtape. Agony.
Damn. How'd you forget him?
I don't know. But, you know, definitely can't do a better.
What about Leprechaun?
Yeah, I'm gonna spell out him too. But, you know, but definitely can't do a best of without Agony, because since Agony was the very first artist to ever be interviewed on Jungle Rider Radio and promoted.
Well, there you go. Better include him.
Hell yeah. But here we go with a track that by my boy NC17, that's on the mixtape. This is Ain't Ready to Die. Yes, what do you think of that track, man?
That beat was rather annoying.
a little bit, but the fucking lyrics were dope, though.
Yeah. But the damn beat, that beat was just bad.
Man, did Agony fucking accept my friend request? Agony, because I need to see if he can. I don't know if he still has him or not, but I want to see if he can send me a fucking track from Shadows, which was a group that he and NC17 formed like a while back. see here. Wondering if you still had any tracks from The Shadows. We are doing a best of Juggalo Rada Radio mixtape, and I want to throw a Shadows track on it. Hopefully he says yes that he still has a track from Days of the Shadows.
Maybe.
Although I'm beginning to wonder if he's even still active. Because I ain't seen a damn thing up on here, you know. Let's say that he is. So, I'll go next best way. Hit him up through his other page.
Okay then.
Since I know his real name. That was okay, that's back from 2012. I sent him that message. Man, he's gonna look like a goddamn fucking Jehovah's Witness.
What?
I said he's trying to look like a Jehovah's Witness.
Who?
Agony.
What the fuck? Maybe he is one.
Not fucking Jehovah's Witness, fucking Amish person.
Oh. Well, if he's Amish, then he's not going to be on the computer.
Hey, man, cause I'm looking at his picture, it's like, the fuck? When the hell did he get that fucking long-ass Amish beard?
Maybe that's what he's going for.
That's possible. And fucking typing in all these numbers is going to be fucking irritating. So far, I'm already at fucking 24.
You're almost there.
Yeah. Until I add a couple more tracks. Wait, I just see myself. I think I might still have that track on here somewhere from Agony. I mean, if we're going with a fucking track by him, we're definitely going with a fucking old fucking track. It's like one of the very first tracks that was put up on that we ever played, which would be The Condemned.
That movie was on last night.
Man, I didn't even see that.
It was on after Raw.
Yeah, see? I didn't even pay attention to that. There we go. Agony. Let's see what we got here. Walk My Path, Final Rust. So let's type in Condemned. Nothing. So, looks like we're going to a different track by Agony. And I guess that means we'll go with either. I don't know which one I put up there. Then you could either go with fucking Fallen Angel, To the Top, featuring Shadow, Different Shadow, My Tragedy, No Freedom, Final Rest, Music Is My Life, Strip Club, or Walk My Path.
We'll pick one.
I'm trying, man. No, let me just go with No Freedom. I'm just gonna fuck that. We're gonna go with Final Rest. That was one of his earlier tracks as well.
Wow, even Fred Durst has a beard.
Oh fuck.
That dude is old as fuck now.
Yeah, man, like, was everybody trying to be a fucking member of the White family or something like that? Grow a beard?
I guess. Must have been a hell of a time growing those fucking beards.
Yeah, right? Damn, it looks like he's got a fucking video coming out tomorrow, looks like, called I'm Awake. I don't even know he put out a track like that. So, whatever reverb, go to Agony. See if we get until it comes up. Yep. There's that one. And see what all is here for, here's a track that we should definitely use instead of, the other one. Instead of, Final Rest, What They Talking About, because it features Jelly Roll and Lil White.
Well, damn.
Not really sure if I've ever played that track up on here before, though. I don't find out. I'm about to.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Well, you're about to, because I'm about to upload it to the soundboard. So that's when I do a little editing. Get these stupid little dashes in it. Let's see. Then, man, I hate how fucking reverb, like the way when you download something, it comes out.
Man, I don't even know how to use reverb anymore.
Well, not the Game Boy does.
Like, for real, I went back here again. It was all changed up and shit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, man, they keep changing that shit up and shit. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, reverb. I almost said Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook too.
Well, Facebook's just fucking full of shit nowadays because they want to see our fucking IDs.
Yeah, those bastards.
They're stalking us.
They really are.
I see. It's just funny how I could find shit from Agony, but can't find a damn thing from NC-17 anywhere.
He doesn't exist.
I don't think he's making music anymore. But here we go, man. Agony, Jelly Roll, Lil White. What they talking about?
Yeah. motherfucker, Lil White. Okay. Kicking it in Ohio with my boy Agony.
For real.
We up in the studio.
Agony, what's up, baby?
Thought I'd go off a little bit on the track. Shout out to the whole state of Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Stand the fuck up. M-Town. M-Town.
Jerry Brown.
It goes
White
music.
White music.
What they talking about? And we're back.
Well, what are they talking about?
The bunny looks absolutely stupid with that fucking neck brace on.
The bunny is just retarded to begin with.
Well, yeah, but with the fucking neck brace, it's even more retarded. Like, goddamn, what the fuck? Why did it need a fucking neck brace?
Because he got tombstoned.
Man, hopefully they'll fucking tombstone the chicken next.
The chicken?
Yeah, that dude is dressed like, just in a fucking chicken or Big Bird-like costume.
Isn't that over with now?
Yeah, but maybe, you know, maybe on Tribute to the Troops, we'll all get what we want. And that would be the chicken being fucking tombstoned and then deep fried.
Okay.
Let's see. But what should we put in next, since we'll be ending in 15 minutes anyways?
And I'm like, ooh. I don't know. Play a Twisted Christmas song.
Definitely do that. Go down to Twisted. How about Christmas in the Hood?
Time to
see y'all all alone with candy cane sticks. You need a fix, so I got the shit rolling out my pocket. So feeling a gun on the market, no one can stop. They can stop it, I'm the dealer on the corner, that's the game. She's texting me with black for a dinner on a bag. Even Mrs. Claus is one of my best custodes. Her and Breeze box, I can't lose up on the Bobo.
You better watch out, you better not cry. This Christmas Eve, everybody's gonna die. Eggnog ladles full of blood and guts. I'm at the North Pole with Santa Claus, fucking little elf butts. Smoking weed with the misfit toys on some island. Stealing shit straight wildin'. Quit crying, little bitch, it's Christmas. Now step aside while I talk, kiss your missus.
But the rest of the year, everyone's pushing and shoving.
I got a dog pass, the kids don't know that. But on Christmas, it's fun to sit on the fat guy's lap. You want dolls and Legos, little girls? Let's go, got a joystick for you when it's not Nintendo.
Now we're up to 47 tracks for the fucking mixtape.
And another broken toilet.
Nah, this time it ain't broken. The man's cold as fuck tonight, what the hell?
It was cold yesterday.
Nah, I think it's a bit colder. Promo onto the mixtape.
Okay.
I figured why not.
I don't know. And which one is it?
Which one is it? Throw up on the. Let's find out. Yeah, I figured we could make that the outro of the mixtape.
Man, that should be the start of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I made the Strictly Wicked, the JR intro. I obviously did start of it.
Well, and yeah, but that is the outro then.
So far, I'm up to track number 30, as far as putting the fucking numbers in. Well, putting it in fucking order.
Watch it not even allow you to upload all that.
Man, I'm going to be pissed if that happened, bud. Yeah, cause I don't even know how big of a file this is yet.
Man, already we got a Tech N9ne and a KMK CD beat.
Yeah, right.
They always dropping like 22 tracks on a CD. Well, we surpassed that.
Hell yeah, man. We got fucking 48.
It's gonna be one major mixtape.
It really is. Man, I don't even see Tech N9ne beating us.
Yeah, our collab CD is larger.
Yeah, plus we have the Wyatt family on ours.
Speaking of which, the people on the radio station over here, man, they use that Wyatt family thing in their commercials.
The fuck?
Like the whole, you know, cuts out and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that noise and shit. They use that in their commercials and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Damn. Yeah, man, I threw an extra track from Mad Max up on the mixtape. This is definitely a dope track for him, so. Look, it's a midget at, I think it's fucking Denny's.
What?
I said, look, there's a midget at Denny's. My bad.
The fuck you doing at Denny's?
Not me, man. I'm talking about Vern Troyer, who actually needs a fucking booster seat.
You would too if you were a midget.
That's probably true. And we got Hillside Killer up on the shit. Fucking dead pussy loving. Probably 39. Ah, damn. Yeah, you're right, man. We got fucking Tech, KMK beat. Man, we probably got fucking Psychopathic beat in this shit, too.
Man, they never had a CD that long.
No. What about Hatchet History?
No, not even that.
Well, then, damn.
KMK and Tech N9ne, yeah. Over 20-some tricks.
Well, they're never going to surpass us.
Well, that's for sure. We got tons of fucking people in the underground.
Hell yeah, we do.
Now, if only we talked to half of them.
Yeah, really. But no. One. I might just finish this shit up tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I was doing. I was doing that fucking interview bullshit 6 o'clock in the morning and shit. I was like, what the fuck am I still doing up?
Man, I'm glad to help. Let's see, we got, and hey, I mean, at least we got somebody that was part of fucking Submoys up on this shit too, fucking Sendog.
What about Dartball?
I'm gonna have to throw him up on there. So
man,
I figure out track.
Does KMK even exist anymore?
KMK, I think so. Just don't really put too much shit out. Damn.
Is this one including more. Is this including those little interlude things?
Yeah.
Well, you got two more on the way.
Alright. So I'll probably
with the other interviews that you sent me.
Yeah, I'll have to fix it up then. Yeah, so I'm going to leave it at 45, and then so once you send me the other interludes. But this shit's done. We will be back tomorrow night. I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
All right, bye.
Peace.